Bean Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's up your ace. Anyway, 8:13. Let's take a quick look at your forecast here before we get moving today. Sunny, gorgeous day. High of 88. Tonight, clear. Low of 62. Tomorrow, we got some sunshine. High of 90. Shut your mouth. 90 degrees. I love it. Friday, mostly sunny. Another gorgeous day. High of 90. Coming into the weekend, we do have a small chance for some rain, but it's low and some nice warm temperatures. So, looking good, buddy.
Gonna be a good rest of the week to go play some beach darts.
All right, before we get to WTF, why don't you tell everyone real quick what beach darts is, Hunter? I just regale the listeners with beach darts.
So it's weird things go through my mind, guys. This is one of them. We were at the beach the other day. We were down just by Lions Beach, and it was just calm. It was nice. There's nobody around, and we're kind of hanging around this pavilion that's down there. And I'm looking around, I'm like, dude, wouldn't it be cool if we could just, you know, play some darts right now? Everybody's like, yeah, it'd be awesome, you know, and that was that.
Yeah.
So yesterday, somebody texted me, like, hey, I'm going to the beach. You should come down. I'm like, absolutely. I'll be right there. So I had to go to Walmart yesterday to get some test strips. And while I was there, I was kind of looking around, and they had a dart board. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. But they didn't have the right one. You got to get the electronic one. Keep score for you. It's way easier.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
You know, so I went to Dunham's and got one. Dude, so we went to the beach yesterday, and you know, like the push pins, you know, we're not like screwing stuff into the wood or anything. We just put a push pin in, hung the dartboard up. Dude, it worked perfectly. Perfectly. So we're down there on the beach. People are walking by like, are you guys playing darts on the, and the dartboard talks to you too? Uh-huh. Dude, it's hilarious. So there's like four of us down there just throwing darts on the beach. We're just having a fantastic time competing on the beach, playing darts. Never have guessed. First time I've ever played darts on the beach, Brock.
Just, your brain doesn't work right. I'm just going to say that right now.
I know.
Doesn't work right.
Works in weird, mysterious ways, but I'll tell you what, everybody there was like, dude, this is baller.
Check it out. That guy not only came down on an electric bicycle, he's got a dartboard.
Yeah. So I threw, yesterday on the beach, I threw my first triple bullseye.
Oh, yeah.
And still lost.
Yeah.
So I threw a triple bullseye, and I had 25 left. So you got a bullseye, double bullseye. Double bullseye is worth 50. So I have 25 left, and I throw a double bullseye to hit 50 to bust to lose. Dude, come on.
Yeah. Way to go. You suck. You know what? You suck at beach darts. God, you suck at beach darts.
I'm the one who bought it. This thing was $35.
So dumb.
Couldn't even win.
All right. Well, if you do see Hunter on the beach, just watch out because he's throwing darts everywhere. Yeah. All right.
Soft tip, bro.
Soft tip. You'll be fine. I'll still put an eye out, for God's sakes.
We don't want to throw it into Grandma's leg.
Right? Ah, my leg.
My leg.
Quick, throw me a dart. all right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Okay, so if you're doing something wrong and you think you're going to get away from the cops, you're not going to, okay? Just don't run, all right? OJ couldn't do it. You sure as hell can do it, okay? Well, there's a 36-year-old guy named Matthew Stinson, and he pulled a knife on a clerk at a hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska. This was on Sunday afternoon. It's not clear why he was so mad, and he took off before the police could get there. They found him about 6 hours later, and he tried to get away by throwing a can of White Claw at them.
Oh.
Lightning bolt.
Nice.
He missed, and then the cops caught him after a short chase. He's been charged with resisting arrest, making terrorist threats, and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. The last charge is about him pulling the knife, by the way, not using the White Claw as a deadly weapon, as you may assume.
I'm thinking about this. I think a White Claw can would be harder to throw than just your regular Bud Light can, you know?
Yeah.
Bud Light can's more, it's smaller, you know, well, it's not as long.
And you got to think about it, too. So here's the question. he had the White Claw can on him, unless it was just like sitting where he was at, like around, like, oh, look on the ground, someone littered. Perfect. I'm going to use it as a projectile. Now, also, too, if he was drinking out of that can, that's going to throw off the whole throwing dynamic. You know, if it's a full can, you kind of expect where it's going to go. But if that's got, you know, the centrifugal force of the liquid moving around, spinning around, you got a totally different trajectory on that can. You got to think about these things.
Yeah. Could you imagine taking an unopened can to the noggin?
Actually, there's a great short video on a GIF where a guy is he's in a boat behind another boat, and the guy on the boat's like, oh, let's do something cool. Let's do it for the Vine. Let's TikTok it. And he throws the full can. The guy misses it, so it like goes through his hands. And, of course, he's doing, like, the worst thing possible. He's putting his face in front of the can, okay?
Oh, right, right.
So he's
right.
like, oh, I got to watch it, you know, keep that triangle. I'm going to catch this can. Well, so now he's looking through his hands. The obviously, not the athlete that he thought he was and probably drunk. The can goes through his hands and smokes him right in the face, which knocks him out, and then he falls out of the moving boat that he's in. So, yes, a can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
You're never catching the flat spot of the can, guys.
No.
It's always the corner. It's always the sharpest corner. It's going to split your skin wide open.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. It never ends. Never ends well.
Oh. All right. So, there you go. Another dumb criminal for you on WTF. We'll be back.